以下是灵唱的晚课，题目是 Krishna 的保护和对 Krishna 的皈依。讲者是灵唱者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2001年11月28号，地点是香港庙的。
Krishna 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna 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 Pahimam Krishna 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 Rakshamam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahimam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Haribo, 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 Nittai Gaur Haribo. Gaur Premanande. So 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was walking through the forests of India, would sing that song, Krishna, 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 hey.
在500年前呢，主车听一马哈普布当他行过印度的一些的森林的时候呢，他就会一边行一边念诵呢， Krishna, 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 hey.
And in this way, he shows all of us how to remember Krishna.
他就用这个方式告诉我们怎样去记起 Krishna.
Just like going through a forest in India, in central India, 500 years ago, would be very dangerous.
好似咧喺五百年前咧，如果要行去印度中部嘅森林嘅时候咧，会系好危险嘅一回事嚟嘅。
Many wild animals. So many dangers of nature were there.
咁嗰度会系有多凶猛嘅野兽啊，仲有森林一啲嘅危险啊。
So actually, in every step of life, there is danger.
其实咧，我哋嘅生命每一步咧都有危险嘅。
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse that padam padam tad vipidam natesham. I can't remember all the Sanskrit, but the end is padam padam tad vipidam natesham. The point is made that with every step there is danger.
在这个伟大的文献里面是有描述的，其实我们人生每一步都是充满危险的。
What to speak of the jungles in central India, here in Hong Kong also, there is danger at every moment.
更加不要说在印度那些中部的森林，就算我们在这里香港，都是每一步都可以有危险的。
And for a devotee, the greatest danger is to forget Krishna.
对于奉献者来说，最大危险就是当他忘记Krishna的时候。
If we forget Krishna, then that is a very dangerous situation.
当我们忘记Krishna的时候，我们就是处于一个很危险的处境。Because
as soon as we forget Krishna, we no longer have the shelter of the spiritual energy.
如果我们忘记Krishna的话，我们就再没有这个灵性的能量在保护我们。So
long as we're remembering Krishna, it is said that the devotees who are always remembering Krishna, they are under the protection of the divine energy.
有咁讲到嘅，一个人如果能够记Krishna咧，咁嗰个奉献者咧就会响呢个神圣嘅能量咧保护之下嘅。
Mahatmanas tu mam parta daivim prakritim ashrita. They are under the protection of the divine energy.
《破格梵歌》咧里边咁讲到嘅个意思节咧就系话。 一个奉献者，他是在这个神圣的能量保护之下的。So
the secret is to remember Krishna, and then there is no danger. So long as we are able to fix our mind on Krishna, remembering Him. If we are thinking of Krishna, remembering Him, then we will also act in ways which are conducive and which are suitable for us to be Krishna conscious.
一旦我们能够记Krishna，一旦我们能够变得Krishna知觉的时候，我们就会做一些活动，有利于Krishna知觉的。So
this is the primary regulative principle over all of the principles.
记起Krishna，不要忘记Krishna，就是我们在这个奉爱服务里面所有的不同的原则和规矩里面，是最重要和最精华的部分来的。
To always remember Krishna or Vishnu and never forget Him.
再讲啦，这个精华嘅部分嘅最重要嘅原则咧，就系要经常记Krishna，同埋永远都唔好忘记Krishna。
With every type of regulation, there are codes. Just like even now, when you go into the MTR, you know they have signs up saying you cannot eat food. Cannot eat anything, should not drink anything, right? No sitting on the floor when you go on the, no sitting on the trains, no sitting on the floors. Different, so many different regulations are there.
譬如你搭地铁，都有些附例的，你又不可以饮食，你又不可以坐地下，在列车里面。
If you travel on the trains in China, they always begin, they announce over loudspeakers, tell you all the rules for all the passengers, you know, so many different rules.
咁你当你喺大陆咧搭火车嘅时候咧，一上车开车之前咧，咁有个广播咧就话你听，有好多好多规矩咧，乘客又要遵守嘅。上厕所的规则
and things like this, you know, using the toilet, different rules. They have so many rules, regulations. So, for us in Krishna consciousness, really, we have one principle over all others, and that is to always remember Krishna.
所以我们作为奉献者，守很多规范守则，而最精髓、最重要的一个规范，就是要经常记Krishna。
And at the same time, the opposite side is to never forget Him.
反之亦是对的，即是说我们永远都不应该忘记Krishna。
So this is the greatest danger for devotee. So we want to always keep ourselves under the shelter of Krishna. And then even though we may be in difficult situations, we may be having some troubles, different problems may be there with our ordinary life, does not mean because we are Krishna conscious, there will be no more problems.
奉獻者來說最危險就是不能夠記起Krishna，也不代表奉獻者當他做奉獻者之後，他生命裡一切都很順境，一切都是如意，其實不是的。
There will be problems. I remember when I was in Beijing, there was one lady, she came to His Holiness Umapati Swami, and she was requesting initiation. But Umapati Swami understood that he told her that you think that because if I give you initiation, you will not have any more troubles in your life. But it is not like that.
所以奉獻者來說，這個原則很重要。有一次在北京的時候，有一位女士就就近奧姆帕迪斯瓦米想得到啟迪，而馬哈拉斯亦都知道她的心態，跟這位女士說，她說你不要想啟迪了，你就沒有事事順境，人生裡沒有波折，沒有問題，其實不是這樣的。Troubles
will always be there, even for devotees, even for very elevated devotees, troubles can be there.
人生裏面不同的問題、不同的困難是有的，甚至乎一些很高超的奉獻者來說，一樣會遇到的。But
if we're Krishna conscious, we will be able to cope with these troubles. And we see that example in so many great devotees, like Prahlad Maharaj. He was put through a great test. The Pandavas were put into exile.
所以奉獻者遇到困難的時候，他可以很欣然地面對，就好像歷史上有Prahlad Maharaj或者是Pandava五兄弟，他們都被流放，都是遇到很多問題的，他們雖然是奉獻者。Haridas
Thakur was whipped in the marketplace.
還有Haridas Thakur，他在市集被人鞭打。
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's life was threatened.
還有Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, 他的生命受人威脅。
And Srila Prabhupada also, there were people who were very much against Srila Prabhupada. It's not that everyone liked Prabhupada. Not everyone approved of what Prabhupada was doing. Some people were very much against.
還有很多人不喜歡帕布帕，不是說每個人都喜歡帕布帕，有些人會看帕布帕來說，覺得不認同，還很反對。So
just by being a devotee does not mean there will not be troubles. There will be troubles.
所以作為奉獻者，不代表人生就以後順境了，其實是會有逆境的，是會有問題的。
It is the nature of this material world. Bhagavad Gita says, Mamupecha Punar Janma Dukalayam Ashasvatam. This material world is a temporary place of misery.
所以問題是會有的，博格梵哥是有這樣解釋的，這個物質世界的本質就是每個人都會受痛苦，這個就是物質世界的真相是這樣的。So
even though there are troubles, we have that consolation. That the troubles are all temporary.
雖然是有困難，但我們會有個安撫，就是說這些困難是會過去，是短暫的。
So a devotee always remains confident of the mercy of Krishna.
所以一個奉獻者，他經常對Krishna的恩慈是有信心，他知道Krishna會給恩慈他的。
And he goes on executing his Krishna consciousness. And in this way, we become qualified to join Krishna and to enter into our eternal lila with Krishna.
咁就係咁樣呢，奉獻者呢就繼續呢係即係咁樣去生活落去啦。咁樣就我哋變得有資格呢係進入呢呢個主 Krishna 嘅永恆嘅逍遙時光。This
is the mission of Krishna consciousness to recruit people to go back home, back to Godhead.
我哋 Krishna 知觉咧，那个使命就系呢样嘢啦，去征召啲人咧，等佢哋咧能够重返家园咧，回归守神。
Prabhu was saying this morning about you don't have to have any qualification. I thought it was quite funny because you know when, like when you go for a job, they will always ask you, "What is your qualification? What is your experience?" Like that, you know, and then they will consider who's got the best qualifications. But in Krishna consciousness, there's no qualification.
就好似咧，今朝早咧，帕夫咧，佢系讲课嘅时候咧，佢又解释啦，我哋成为奉献者根本唔需要任何咧嘅资格嘅就可以噶啦。咁我都听起上嚟咧，真系有啲奇怪啊，即系有啲啊，即系有啲好笑，即系如果你譬如一去见工啊，咁个老板咧就会收集嗰啲嘅应征者咧，嗰啲唔同嘅履历啊，唔同嘅学历啊，跟住拣下边个最好啊，咁样先至俾嗰份工俾边个做啊。
It's not you can't nobody can come along and say I'm qualified for Krishna consciousness. You should give it to me. No, it's not.It doesn't depend on your pious activities.
咁所以冇人会话佢自己宣称话我咧系有资格参加 Krishna 之国嘅。咁其实嗰个嘅真正嘅道理咧就话去接受 Krishna 之国咧系唔需要一个人咧任何物质上嘅资历嘅。
It doesn't depend on how many different holy places we've visited.
唔需要咧睇下我哋更系究竟做咗几多个功德。究竟做咗几多善事，亦都唔需要睇下我哋咧，究竟去拜访过几多嘅圣地。
That doesn't get us Krishna consciousness either.
其实做埋嗰啲嘢都未必一定令到我哋获得 Krishna 之觉噶。
There's a pastime, so in one scripture in called it's not the Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's one of the Upapuranas in the Nrsimha Purana.
呢度咧有個例子可以講説明嘅，咁喺一本嘅經書叫Nrsimha Purana， 係即係宇宙古史啦 ，Nrsimha 之部嘅。
And it tells there one pastime about a young man born in a Brahmana family. His name was Deva Sharma.
咁啊，話説咧有位嘅年青人咧叫 Deva Sharma， 咁佢咧就係誕自婆羅門嘅家庭嘅。
And his father taught him all the Vedas and then gave him his Brahman initiation and made him a very learned and powerful young man.
咁佢爸爸咧就即系教晓晒啦呢位嘅年轻人啦，所有呢啲伟大嘅知识啊，同埋咧就即系启迪佢做婆罗门啦，同埋咧佢就即系学咗好多嘢啊。
Then his father left this world, and with the death of his father.The young boy left home and went to visit many different holy places.
咁后来咧，佢爸爸咧就过身啦。咁佢就即系欠佢爸爸好多啦。跟住咧，呢位嘅年轻人咧就即系离开家园啦，去咗啲圣地嗰度探访啊。
And in the course of his traveling, visiting these different holy places, he became very renounced and.Detached from worldly affairs.
咁当佢去探访唔同嘅圣地嘅时候咧，佢个心水咧改咗啦，佢咧就变得好气绝啊，咁就即系唔理俗世嗰啲嘅事务啊。
And he won the respect of common people. Every day he would light a sacrificial fire and chant Vedic mantras, do these pujas.
咁好多當地人咧都好尊重呢位人士啦，呢位年輕人啦。咁佢咧就會幫嗰啲嘅人士咧係做呢個火祭啊，念誦曼陀羅啊。
So common people they were all respecting him.
所以一般人咧都好尊重佢嘅。
He became quite powerful.
佢又變得好有力量啊。
Once a piece of his clothing was stolen by two birds, one crow and one crane.They had stolen a piece of his clothing.
咁咧有一次咧，佢嘅衣服咧就俾一隻烏鴉啦，同埋一隻鶴啊，就偷咗擔咗去。
And he was angry at them for stealing the clothing.
咁佢又好嬲啦，嬲呢兩個畜生啦。
But he couldn't get it back from them.
但是呢，佢又攞唔翻呢啲衣服喎。
And after they stole it, they took it away, and then both the birds passed stool on his clothing.
咁当佢好辛苦，即系攞翻嗰啲衣服嘅时候咧，佢又发觉嗰啲衣服上咧，俾嗰两只雀仔咧系即系屙啲屎喺度。
So he was really angry, and because by his anger, he found that he actually saw the birds, the two birds which he was looking at so angrily.That just by the power of his anger, they burned into ashes.
咁佢又咁憤怒啦，佢之後咧發現嗰兩隻雀咧，然之後咧佢就係睇住呢兩隻雀咧，因為佢憤怒咧，就令到呢兩隻雀咧係燃燒咧成為灰燼啊。
The two birds caught fire from their bodies and burst in, became flames and burned to ashes.
即係話咧，嗰啲兩隻雀咧係。是由于他的愤怒的目光而令到他们两个雀的身上着火然后焚烧成为灰烬的
So he was thinking Oh I am so powerful Oh I am so great now
他呢之后呢就想着哇我这么有力量啊哇我这么伟大的
So he became very proud
跟着呢他变得很骄傲了
And every day he would go for begging That afterSeeing these two birds die, he went off and did his begging, and went to the home of one Brahmana family.
咁佢即就睇完呢两只雀仔死咗之后咧，佢就即系去求乞啦。因为佢每日都系咁做嘅。咁有一日，佢就行到去一个婆罗门嘅家庭嘅门口嘅。
And this Brahmana couple were no ordinary couple. The woman was a very chaste woman.And she had served her husband with great faith and devotion.
咁呢个嘅婆罗门家庭嚟讲咧，就系一男一女啦，夫妻嚟嘅。咁佢哋唔系普通人嚟嘅。呢位嘅女士咧，嗰个太太咧系好忠贞于佢丈夫嘅。
So Deva Sharma turned up at their house begging for food. But at the time he came to the house of this couple, the woman was serving lunch to her husband.
呢位嘅年轻人咧 ，Deva Sharma 咧就嚟到呢位即系呢对夫妇嘅门口啦。咁当时咧佢求乞嘅时候咧，啱啱呢位嘅太太咧就好即系尽心咁样咧系侍奉咧佢嘅丈夫咧系食晏嘅。
So because she was serving her husband lunch, she did not immediately come to give this boy at the door some alms.Rather, she remained serving her husband, and she left the boy waiting at the door.
咁呢个嘅妇人咧，佢开门之后咧，就同嗰个嘅年轻人讲啊，叫佢等一阵啦，因为咧佢系喺个即系仲系即系一路咁侍奉紧丈夫咧，系食晏，所以唔得人招呼呢个门口嗰个嘅年轻人啊。佢话叫佢等到佢侍奉完先至会系即系布施啲嘢俾佢。
So because he had to wait at the door, he was not very pleased, and he got angry.
咁呢位年轻人咧就即系唯有等落去啦，但系佢觉得唔开心啊，喺度等，咁就因此佢好愤怒。
And he thought, "I'll show her. She doesn't know how powerful I am."
佢就心咁谂啦，我咧就会俾呢啲颜色咧俾呢位妇人睇啊，睇下我几咁有力量。
Because he was thinking that he could do just like what he did with these two birds.
因为佢谂住咧，佢有乜能力咧，就好似呢两只雀仔咁嘅下场咁样咧，去对付呢个妇人。
However, the woman served her husband lunch and then washed his feet with warm water and everything. You know, really, really served her husband. You know, and then.
咁呢位嘅妻子咧，就即系侍奉佢丈夫食晏啦，仲用暖水咧，系帮佢嘅丈夫咧系洗脚嘅。咁佢真系好用心咁去侍奉佢丈夫啊。
Then she came and brought something for the boy at the door。
咁侍奉完之后咧，呢位太太咧就将一啲嘅食物咧就带出嚟门口啦，俾呢位年轻人。
And when she came there, The boy was surprised that nothing had happened to her because he was so angry. He was thinking, I burned those two birds to ashes. Why is she not being affected?
咁当佢咧喺门口见到呢个妇人出嚟嘅时候咧，呢、这个嘅年轻人咧就即系觉得好奇怪，点解嗰两只雀咧，即系都系能够俾我思维灰烬？点解呢个妇人一啲事都冇嘅？咁都就咁就行出嚟，好似一啲嘢都冇发生喺佢身上。
Anyway, she gave him alms, gave him some food, sent him away.
咁點都好啦，咁呢位太太咧就即係捐咗啲嘢俾呢位年輕人啦，俾啲食物佢啦，咁就打發佢走咗啦。
And then the boy went away, took his lunch, but while he was taking his lunch, he was thinking, who is this woman? How is she so powerful? So he came back to their home and he asked the woman that what is your power? How can you resist? And the woman told.
咁就系咧呢位嘅年轻人咧就即系去食晏啦，食完晏之后佢又喺度谂啦。哇！呢位太太点解咁有力量嘅？可以即系能够克服到我嘅力量嘅？咁佢咧就觉得好奇怪，谂唔明。咁跟住佢翻去咧嗰间屋嗰度，跟住咧就即系拍佢门，又问翻嗰个妇人。问佢：喂，点解你有咁有力量嘅？你啲力量边度嚟嘅咧
？To him that do not think I am like these two birds which you cruelly burn to ashes。
呢个妇人咧就答啦：你千祈唔好以为啊，我好似嗰两只雀啊，系你好残忍咁样烧死佢哋。
She said, I can tell you everything about your life。
咁呢位妇人仲讲啊：我可以话俾你听一切关于。你条命嘅嘢，你嘅生命所有嘅经历。
You have left your poor mother at home uncared for。
嗱，我话你听啦，你咧系完全冇照顾你嘅年老嘅妈妈，就咁就离开咗屋企啊。
Since your father died, you have left home, and she's there at home, no one taking care of her. You should be at home going out begging to support her.
咁你嘅爸爸咧离咗世之后咧，你嘅妈妈咧就即系孤零零喺屋企啦，冇人照顾佢啦，你就应该咧翻屋企咧，即系去行乞啦，或者去做嘢啦，去支持咧，去照顾咧你阿妈嘅。
But she is alone, a widow, without you, and you're her son. You're meant to take care of her.
而家咧，你妈妈咧成为寡妇啦，咁所以咧。你就係佢嘅大仔啦，咁所以你就係唯一嘅仔啦，咁所以你咧就應該照顧你媽媽嘅。
And she told him that because I faithfully serve my husband, I have become so powerful that your little penance and tapasya, the little power which you have, cannot harm me。
咁呢位太太仲講啦，佢話咧，我啊。其实咧系好精忠咁样侍奉我嘅丈夫啊，所以我得到好大力量啊！你啲咁样雕虫小技，你啲咁样小小嘅苦行，你啲咁样小小嘅力量，根本都唔能够伤害到我嘅。
Then she went on to tell the boy that actually what you should do is you should go back home and take care of your mother。
因此咧，呢位嘅妇人咧就劝诫咧呢位年轻人啦。我话咧，你就应该翻屋企啊，去照顾你个年老嘅妈妈。
And once you go home, then there will be a suitable woman who will come that's from a good family, and she will make a good wife for you. You can live as a householder for some time and have a family. And after your wife departs later on, at the end of your life, you can also, if you want, you can become then a sannyasi.
咁佢仲繼續講啦，咁你翻到屋企之後咧，咁自然咧，有位女士咧就會嚟求親噶啦，咁你媽媽咧就會安排你咧去娶佢啦，然之後咧你就可以成家立室啦。咁當你嘅太太咧係過身之後咧，咁你想嘅話咧，喺你嘅生命嘅末期咧，你就可以做散丫時托缽僧嘅。
So the boy was really amazed that this woman could tell him everything about his childhood and his past, and also tell him what his future would be.
咁呢位年轻人呢就好惊讶啦，呢位即係嘅太太呢居然咁有力量啦，能够讲中晒佢所有细细个时候发生嘅嘢啦，仲讲埋佢第时会发生咩事添。
So he understood that he should do this. And he went back home and took care of his mother until she died. He was also married and had a family. And then his wife also died and he left and took sannyas.
咁呢个嘅年轻人咧就照住做啦，翻去家乡啦，照顾佢妈妈啦。咁跟住又真系娶咗个太太啦。咁就有跟住过一段时间家居生活啦。咁真系佢个太太又离开世界啦。咁真系跟住佢又离家啦，做咗呢个托钵僧神亚士嘅。
So the Nisringa Purana tells us that this boy had to do this because he was not a devotee.
咁呢本嘅经书咧，《Nisimha Purana》即系宇宙古史《尼拉星哈之部》咧，就解释俾我哋听。其实呢个嘅年轻人咧系需要咁做嘅，因为佢唔系奉献者。
Because he was not under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master。
同埋呢位年轻人咧就冇响一个真正嘅灵性导师嘅指引之下嚟到系活动。
Although he was visiting holy places and doing pious activities, because he was not in the association of devotees and he was not acting under the guidance of a spiritual master, he was not performing devotional service.
由于呢位年轻人来讲呢，他虽然都做了很多积功德的事，都做了很多虔诚的活动，都做了很多譬如是朝圣这些活动，咁但係嚟讲呢，佢呢就冇响呢个奉献者嘅联谊之下，亦都冇呢个灵性导师嘅指引之下嚟到做呢个奉爱嘅服务。
Therefore, he was simply doing karmakanda activities. He was simply performing pious activities.
咁所以呢位年轻人呢，佢由头到尾所做嘅嘢呢就叫 karmakanda 嘅活动。即係话呢积功德，行善布施，做好人，呢啲嘅活动。
He was visiting temples and holy places and bathing in holy rivers like this.
咁佢咧就去探访庙宇啦，去到啲圣河啊，去到啲圣地啊去探访啦。咁呢啲嘅积善积德嘅活动啦。
Doing his chanting so many Vedic mantras.
咁佢念诵好多嘅伟达曼陀罗啦。
But because he was not actually practicing devotional service.
但系咧，佢冇真正咁样做呢个奉爱服务啊。
He had to go back and follow the Varnashram Dharma.
所以咧，佢要翻去佢嘅家乡啦，翻去佢嘅家人嗰度咧，去履行佢嘅 Varnashram 嘅责任。即是说四社会阶层四灵性进阶这个制度里面的责任。
And he had to gradually purify himself. The purpose of the Varnashram Dharma is it will help one to avoid sinful activities.
所以呢他就要回这个制度里面来到履行他的责任。其实呢这个整个的 Varnashram,即是说呢四社会阶层四灵性进阶那个的制度来讲呢，就是个用意呢就是为了我们免于这个罪恶的活动的。
By strictly practicing the Varnashram Dharma, Varnashram Dharma means Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprast and Sannyas, like that. And working either as a Vaishya or a Kshatriya, Brahman or Sudra.
So, 如果一个人好严谨咁跟随咧呢个 Varnashram 嘅话咧，佢就能够咧去免于罪恶啦。咁咩叫 Varnashram 咧？就系话喺灵性上你可以系正受生啦、居士啦、行脚僧、托钵僧；喺工作上你系可以咧婆罗门啦、刹帝利啦、卑舍同埋树陀嘅。
So if one practices Varnashram Dharma, one can protect oneself from sinful activities.
所以呢一个人如果能够呢在这个的 Varnashram 的制度里面呢是来到履行工作的话呢，同埋他的进阶的话呢，他就可以免于罪恶的活动了。
And gradually, with some help from devotees, one can even take sannyas, but that sannyas is also not Vaishnava sannyas, of course.
在这个 Varnashram 里面呢，他可以 做托貝僧嘅。咁但係嗰種托貝僧當然唔係呢個 Vaishnava， 即係愛士拉雅嘅 sannyas。
Because the whole point is that unless you have that connection with the devotees of Krishna, and the connection with the bona fide spiritual master and things, then that makes everything very easy. Then one can be relieved from all of his responsibilities in the material world.
一個人呢，如果有幸運呢，能夠遇到奉獻者啊，能夠遇到靈性導師嘅時候呢，咁佢開始呢個奉愛服務嘅時候呢，就變得好容易啊。佢就會免於所有呢個俗世啊、社會上啊、呢個物質世界所有呢啲唔同嘅責任。
In material life, we have so many debts and obligations to others.
喺呢個物質世界裏邊咧，我哋一生存咧就已經欠下好多好多唔同生物體嘅債嘅，同埋要履行好多好多義務嘅。
We have debts to great sages who have written so many scriptures to us.
譬如咧，我哋會對唔同嘅聖人咧係有虧欠咧，因為咧啲聖人咧寫咗好多經典俾我哋睇啊。
We have debts to teachers. We have all attended different schools, and we have debts to our teachers.
咁我哋咧會請教好多名師啦，會係從呢啲唔同嘅老師裏邊咧學習唔同嘅知識啦。咁所以咧，我哋都係欠下唔同嘅老師嘅。
We have debts to our parents and different friends, relatives. We have debts to our employers.
咁譬如咧，我哋會欠下我哋嘅父母啦，我哋會欠下我哋嘅家人啦，欠下我哋嘅親戚朋友啦，欠下我哋嘅僱主啦。
There's debts also to ordinary living entities like the cows.
咁仲有咧，我哋會欠下咧一啲普通嘅生物體嘅，例如係母牛啦。
Providing milk.
因為啲母牛咧，就係會供應我哋嘅牛奶啦。
Farmers who grow the vegetables.
仲有我哋欠下啲農夫啊，佢哋咧即係栽培，即係種咁多嘅植物啊、蔬菜啊、五谷俾我哋食。
We have debts to so many different living entities.
我哋咧欠下咗好多好多不同嘅唔同嘅生物體啊，好多債務。
But if we surrender to Krishna, then that frees us from all of, that satisfies all of these debts.
如果我哋一旦咧系归依俾 Krishna 嘅时候咧，我哋就会能够还清呢啲唔同嘅债噶啦。
By surrendering, taking shelter of the Supreme Lord Krishna, then we no longer have to worry about all of these different responsibilities and obligations in material life.
透過呢個歸依 Krishna 咧，透過托庇主 Krishna 咧，咁我哋咧就再唔欠下咧呢任何生物體嘅債噶啦。
So this is the power of devotional service.
呢個就稱為咧呢個奉愛服務嘅力量啊。
If we take it up.
如果我哋接受嘅话
，devotional， as we said， there's no real qualification. You don't have to be born in a particular any special type of family. It is not by birth that we can become a devotee.
咁我再讲咧，就系话呢个奉爱服务咧，系唔需要有任何物质嘅资格嘅，系冇资格嘅，就已经可以做呢个奉献者噶啦。亦都唔系靠呢个出生嘅，你唔需要喺呢个咩嘅高贵嘅家庭嗰度出世先可以成为奉献者嘅。
We may come from the lowest family, just like the hunter Magrari met Narada Muni, became a devotee.
我哋可以一个好低下嘅出生咧，都可以成为奉献者。个例子咧就系话 Magari 咧一个嘅猎人咧，当佢遇上咧呢个 Narada Muni 之后咧，佢成为奉献者啦。
There was a prostitute who met Haridas Thakur, and he made her into a devotee.
咁有另一个例子咧，就系一个嘅妓女咧，佢系遇上 Haridas Thakur 啦，然之后个妓女就成为奉献者啦。
Ajamila was a very sinful person, but because he chanted the name Narayan.He was saved. Jagai and Madhai were the lowest of people. There are so many examples.
咁譬如咧，呢个阿扎苗咧，由于佢临死嘅时候咧，念中咗主那拉人嘅圣名咧，而得到拯救咧。仲有系 Jagai 同埋 Madhai 啦。咁佢哋咧就系啲恶棍咧，醉酒佬咧，亦都成为后来成为奉献者嘅。
Of people who were very unqualified materially, but they became great devotees.
好多人呢喺物质上嚟讲呢都係好堕落好沉沦嘅，咁后来呢佢哋转变过嚟呢就成为呢个好高尚嘅奉献者呢。
Because they had the mercy of a devotee.
咁点解呢？完全因为呢佢哋呢係即係碰巧遇到呢呢个主嘅 Krishna 嘅奉献者嘅恩赐。
Actually, bhakti or devotion is already in our heart. It's not that we have to get it from someone.
其实呢这个奉爱啊那个的爱心来讲呢对 Krishna 的爱呢已经是潜藏在我们的内心啊，不需要人家给我们的。
But the seed which we have in our hearts are usually dry.
咁但係呢呢啲嘅对神嘅爱呀嘅种子嚟讲喺我哋内心呢一般嚟讲都係好係干燥嘅。
They need to be watered and nourished so that they can properly grow up.
咁呢啲嘅种子呢係需要滋润啦，係需要培植啦，去淋水啦先至能够生长。
So this is why we need the connection with the devotees. Because
所以呢为什么我们需要跟奉献者联系，这个开始我们的灌溉的过程。
Because bhakti comes from bhakti.
因为呢奉爱的原因呢就是来自呢是奉爱的。
From devotees, the mercy of the devotees.
由这个奉献者的恩赐呢而获得奉爱。
They water the seed of bhakti by giving us the opportunity to do some bhakti.
因为他们给到我们机会 去做一些奉爱的活动。
Without devotees, we won't bother to chant Hare Krishna. Without devotees, we probably won't eat prasadam.
如果没有奉献者，我们根本都不会念诵 Hare Krishna. 如果没有奉献者的联谊或者交往，我们根本都不知道什么叫 prasadam, 不会吃到 prasadam.
At least we learn from devotees how to offer foodstuffs to make prasadam.
起码我们得到奉献者的教导，我们知道怎样去供奉，而这张食物成为 prasadam。
So that we can have prasadam. So many things we learn from devotees.
所以很多很多东西我们都是从奉献者那里学习的。
And this is the purpose of the Krishna Consciousness Movement.
这个就是 Krishna 知觉的运动那个的用意了。
To nourishthe people who are devotees, that they will become more and more advanced devotees, pure devotees, and to also try to reclaim the other souls, the conditioned souls.
这个运动的用意呢就是说去滋润啦，去栽培啦，一位奉献者啦，成为更加纯粹的高超的奉献者啦，同埋去征召啦更多的其他的生物体呢成为奉献者的。
Lightening in the material world.So we're seeing in Hong Kong, so many people are still coming forward to Krishna consciousness.
所以呢香港呢有很多人呢会前来啦，真的好啦，能够成为新晋奉献者啦。
It is very nice.
是好好的。
Actually, it's a very good field in Hong Kong, especially now the economy is going down and jobs are not so plentiful. It's very nice. So people will think more seriously about becoming devotees.
咁依家呢个时刻呢就係啲人冇乜嘢做啦，失业率高啦。咁而家就係啲好时候呢，令香港嘅人呢去反省一下啦，能够呢俾机会佢哋呢係即係成为奉献者啦。
So we should all try to, be enthusiasm is very, very important.
所以呢我哋要经常抱有一个热心嘅态度啦去做服务啦，咁係好重要
㗎。That was our Prabhupada said this was the real qualification. When Prabhupada was preaching in America, he saw that this was the only thing his disciples had, that they were always enthusiastic.
这个很重要的。巴布巴当初他在美国开创去这个运动的时候，他见到他的门徒里面一个唯一一个资格，就是很热心去做服务的。
They were always very...eager, whatever Prabhupada said, do. Just like last week, Burijan Prabhu was here.
他们呢在门徒里面呢他们是很有憧憬的，无论巴布巴说什么他们都会去做的。
So, you know, he's a very good example of someone who is very enthusiastic.
上个星期呢是 Burijan Prabhu 来到，他就是一个好例子，他 就是作为一个很有热心的奉献者的榜样。
He had just graduated from a very good university in New York.
当年呢他呢就在纽约一间很著名的大学那里刚刚毕业的。
New York State, and he was one of the top students in philosophy.
当时呢他读的学系呢就是这个哲学系的，而呢他是一个顶尖而的一个学生来的。
He was a very qualified person.
所以呢他呢是一个很有资格的一个人来的。样样都好叻嘅。
Very educated, good degree, and as soon as he graduated, became a devotee.
咁佢得到一个好好嘅学位咧，好著名嘅大学啦。咁佢一旦毕业咗咧，就成为奉献者啦。
A few months after he became a devotee, he was sent first to Japan, and then he came to Hong Kong.
咁佢做咗几个月嘅奉献者之后咧，佢就被派遣到咧系去日本啦，跟住又。去了香港啦，嚟到传教嘅。
So he was the first devotee to come to Hong Kong, and with his wife, and his wife also a very good example.
咁啊 ，Purichan Babu 咧就系第一位奉献者啊，被派嚟咧系喺香港嘅。咁佢嘅太太亦都系一个好超优嘅奉献者嚟嘅，系一个好榜样嚟嘅。
Of a surrendered devotee.
咁佢太太嘅 Jagatarini 咧，咁佢。是一个很皈依的灵魂来的。
She was a very famous movie actress. She did a very famous one. She did one big movie when she was the star with Mick Jagger, the famous singer from the music group Rolling Stone.
咁佢咧就系拍戏嘅，咁佢做女演员嘅。咁佢最尾嗰套咧就系拍咗出大戏，系大电影咧，就系呢个《Mad Jacket》喺呢个 Rolling Stone 啊，呢个摇滚音乐。隊裏邊咧係一齊合作咧，係呢出嘅大電影嚟嘅。
You probably won't remember too long ago. Anyway, it was a very I remember at the time hearing about it. So she went to Los Angeles after the movie, right?
咁佢做完呢套戲之後咧，就啱啱去咗洛杉磯啦。咁當年
right after the movie became a devotee.
咁後來咧就即係洛杉磯就做咗奉獻者嘅。
She'd been in Los Angeles 6 months.
咁佢喺洛杉矶逗留六个月啦。
And then it was decided she should get married, and she'd never seen her husband before, but Prabhupada arranged. Prabhupada tell this girl she should marry this boy, so she came all the way from Los Angeles to Hong Kong, and they were I think they were married here in Hong Kong.
咁后来咧就佢决定就要结婚啦，咁巴奥巴就喺安排咧，佢就同 Purichan 结婚啦，虽然佢。结婚之前都未见过丈夫嘅，咁佢就飞到嚟香港咧，就就响香港嗰度咧，我记得咧就系即系行婚礼啦，系同佢丈夫结婚嘅。
Like that, Prabhupada arranged their marriage.
就系咁啦，巴奥巴安排咧，佢哋两个结婚嘅。
They were very enthusiastic, and they stayed
here for
3 years.
都系咧。就好热心嘅，好有干劲嘅。佢喺香港咧就逗留咗3年嘅。
They got the society registered. They were just alone, just the two of them.
佢哋两位人物咧就系即系唔系好多帮手嘅啫。咁就系佢哋两个人咧就喺3年里边咧就将我哋嘅协会咧就喺香港注册嘅。
Preaching, they had classes for the Indian children at the time.
咁佢哋去传教啦，佢哋当时咧会有啲印度嘅小童咧有啲嘅学习嘅班嘅。
And they were learning Cantonese also. You can see Burijan still speaks some Cantonese.
佢哋两位咧当年咧都系学习呢个广东话嘅，你睇下佢哋今时今日咧都能够讲多少广东话嘅。
So that type of enthusiasm, if we say to you or you to go to, you know, Macau or even Macau, you know, but if we tell you to go some far place where you don't know the language and something, you know, you know, it's not easy. Very.
咁你谂下，即系如果大家而家都系奉献者，咁如果有人派你去唔好话咁远啦，净系即系澳门啦。咁澳門大家都講同一樣嘅話，咁但係如果你派咗啲地方，即係你又唔通嗰度嘅語言嘅話，咁你又要喺嗰度傳教嘅話，你諗下，其實都唔係咁容易噶。
Difficult.
好困難。
But that enthusiasm was there.
但係佢哋咧充滿熱誠啊。
You know, people may say, well, actually, first we have to learn everything. First I have to learn all the philosophy. First I should know how to do everything. But that can take years.
咁有人可能會辯駁啦。咁如果要我去貢獻去傳教，咁不如我學曬所有嘢先啦。學下啲語言啊，學下啲所有嘅哲學先啦。咁但係其實都要幾耐下，要好多年嘅。
And you may never learn everything.
咁到時你可能要學好多嘢都學唔曬。
But just depend on Krishna. That is a real qualification.
另一個即係，但係就單單咁依賴仰賴 Krishna 咧，呢個就係真正嗰個嘅資格。
You're surrendered to Krishna, then that is more important than everything else.
你歸依 Krishna 咧，你託庇於 Krishna 咧，呢個就係所有呢個嘅資格裏邊咧，所有呢個品質裏邊最重要噶啦。
Just to be surrendered to Krishna.
就咁單單咧係歸依俾 Krishna 咧。
Then that can bring everything.
咁之後咧，慢慢咧，其他嘢就會嚟到噶啦。
Just by being, if we have that strong faith, we're really surrendered to Krishna, then Krishna will arrange everything.
如果我哋咧個信心係好強嘅話，就係信 Krishna， 歸依俾 Krishna 嘅時候咧 ，Krishna 會跟住咧會安排一切噶啦。
Krishna sends all the people, provides all the maintenance. Just and we see that example in Prabhupada.How was it possible that he could go at the age of 70, not knowing people, no connections, no big people?
咁就係咧，我哋Krishna 咧會安排啲人咧俾我哋接觸啦，會安排咧啲錢嚟啦，維係一切啦。就好似 Prabhupada 佢當時70歲人，佢要遠洋過海去美國，當時又唔識人，當時咧又唔知去邊度傳教。你睇下佢根本。凭你想象，可能根本冇可能做嘅。
And we can do the same. We can also do it. And other devotees did it. They went to so many other parts of the world. And with Prabhupada's help, they were able to establish Krishna consciousness.
我哋都可以跟住做嘅。我哋都可以去啲陌生嘅城市啊。有好多奉献者都做咗啦，已经。咁佢哋咧就即系透过咧包包嘅帮忙咧，佢哋已经喺嗰度咧得到一啲嘅成就。去建立啊，去起廟啊。
So there's so much preaching we can do here in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is always getting bigger and bigger. So many new buildings, so many more people, especially from mainland China, coming here.
咁所以咧，香港可以做多啲嘅，越嚟越多啲內地人咧會嚟落嚟香港啦。佢哋定居又好，探親又好，購物又好。咁有好多嘅嘢可以做噶。
Now we were at the college the other day, Chinese University. There were so many people from mainland China.
咁嗰日咧，我哋去咗中文大學啦，咁都有好多內地人咧係落嚟香港啊。
And must be so many more also in the town. Every day there are tour buses. So most people from mainland China, they have never seen us, never heard of us.
咁所以咧。可以想象下咧，每日都有唔同嘅旅遊巴士啊，由內地一路咁接過嚟啲人咧，落嚟香港啦。咁有好多內地人根本都聽都未聽過咩叫 Hare Krishna。
And most people in Hong Kong don't even know。
咁多年以來咧，香港都係唔係咁多人識我哋嘅
Hare Krishna。
聽過 Hare Krishna 呢樣。
So we have a lot to do。
所以我哋大把嘢要做，有好多傳教嘅工作。
So it is all of us.It is our responsibility.
所以呢個係我哋大家咧個責任嚟嘅。
To try to push on this preaching work.
將我哋咧去推動咧呢個嘅傳教工作。
Much as we can.
盡量我哋做啦。
Lord Chaitanya says, wherever you go, whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna.
主宰親爺咧曾經講過啦，無論你去到邊度，無論你見到咩人，就講 Krishna 俾佢哋聽啦。
This is very good.
呢個好好嘅。
Does not matter what you do.
无论你做
咩, just wherever you go, you
无论你做咩都唔紧要，无论你去到边度啦。
You should have tilak on, keep on your neck beads, just tell them about Krishna.
你咧就将你嘅额头咧搽上 tilak 啦，仲有咧就系摆上呢个颈珠啦，咁你就话俾人听 Krishna 啦。
You can do it. You can do it. Don't be afraid. In Hong Kong, there are so many people wearing far out dresses and clothes and things. You know, nobody ever says anything.
你可以做到噶，你唔使惊人哋咧觉得你标奇立异啊，衣装怪异啊。啲全香港咁多人啲衣装都系怪噶啦，嗰啲人都冇人理噶啦。
Nobody ever asks me where I'm from or what is this. What nobody ever says anything in Hong Kong. In other parts of the world, people would come up to you and say, "What is this? What do you represent?" But in Hong Kong, never. Hong Kong, it doesn't matter what you do, you know. Practice. So many people from different parts of the world, all wearing their own traditional clothes and things.
咁所以咧，我行街嘅时候喺香港咧，都冇人问我啊，我你系边度嚟啊？诶，信咩宗教啊？你喺度做乜嘢啊？冇人问噶。咁第二啲地方咧，反而有人停低问我系属于咩宗教咩人。咁喺香港嚟讲咧，根本系一个嘅世界嘅大都会。咁啲人咧就即系个个都着唔同自己嘅民族服装，根本就惯晒噶啦。
So I'm sure here, if you want, you could wear tilak and neck beads. It wouldn't be any big problem.
咁所以嚟香港你都可以咧系查 tilak 啦。戴頸珠啦，根本唔會大問題嘅。
At least you should always tell people about Krishna, give people prasadam.
咁起碼嚟講咧，我哋應該遇到人嘅時候咧，就同佢講 Krishna 啦，應該派呢個 prasadam 俾人啦。
I'm a devotee from Hare Krishna Temple.
話俾人聽咧，我係奉獻者啦，我係嚟自 Hare Krishna 廟啦。
I go to the Hare Krishna Temple, have some prasadam.
我咧就去 Krishna 廟嘅，咁跟住咧請你食 prasadam 啦。
Or give them a book, especially that's also very nice。
咁跟住送啲書俾人咧，呢個好好嘅，特別呢樣嘢。
You'll be surprised。
你會好驚訝嘅。
Just like Padma also does like that. Padma often gives out. She's always giving out prasadam at her job。
好似 Padma 咧，咁佢做嘢嘅時候咧，佢經常咧都有 prasadam 派俾人嘅。
So we don't have anything to be afraid of. Krishna's there. Krishna's protecting the devotees.
我哋咩都唔使惊嘅。Krishna 咧喺嗰度嘅。Krishna 咧会保护奉献者嘅。
Protecting our movement, provided we stay Krishna conscious.
会保护我哋嘅运动嘅，只要我哋咧依然逗留喺 Krishna 知觉就得噶啦。
As we surrender to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. Krishna rewards us.
当我们是归依给 Krishna 的时候 Krishna 就会回报给我们的了，他 是会回应我们的，会视乎程度去回应。
If we're lacking faith in Krishna, then the reciprocation won't be the same.
如果我们对 Krishna 的信心不是那么强的时候， Krishna 回应给我们又少一点。
So we have to try to develop that faithby associating with people who have it.
所以呢，我们要培育这种对 Krishna 的信念啊，个信心啊，就是透过呢，跟其他的奉献者呢，那些奉献者是有这个强烈的信念的。
So there are now so many senior devotees here in Hong Kong. So many...
在香港呢，有很多的即高阶奉献者呢，都离缘又去啦，很多联谊啦，大家都。
Many senior devotees, so many devotees have been here, around here for a long time, very experienced, so they should give their association for the newer devotees and encourage them, help them.
咁呢啲咁即进阶奉献者呢，都喺香港留咗好耐啦，咁佢哋应该俾啲新进奉献者联谊啦，帮佢哋啦。
Make more and more devotees.
造就多啲奉献者咧。
That will be very pleasing to Prabhupada.
咁样做咧，会能够取悦到巴巴好多嘅。
We have to try to always think how to serve our spiritual master.
我哋应该经常咧都考虑咧，点样去侍奉我哋嘅灵性导师咧。
That is the mood of a devotee.
呢个就系奉献者嘅心水啦。
Why did Prabhupada go to America?
点解巴巴要去美国咧
？He wasn't thinking about himself.But he was thinking, how can I serve my guru?
巴巴咧唔系谂住为自己嘅，巴巴系谂住咧，我点可以取悦到我嘅 guru 咧？巴巴去美国嘅时候。
In the same way, if we also think like that, how to serve our guru, then that is a very good way to make spiritual advancement.
同时呢，我们都可以同样这样去想的，我们怎么可以即能够取悦到我的咕噜呢？那这个呢，就能够很快地得到灵修的进步。
And we will get the right direction. We will be inspired to act in the right way.
这样呢，我们呢，就会能够呢，有一个好的指引呢，向好的方向，同埋呢，我们得到呢，启发。
So this is how we can all go on in Krishna consciousness.
我们就是以这个心态呢，去继续我们的 Krishna 之觉啦。
So, thank you very much.
多谢大家。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.